It's the Pinky the Pig Show. Okay, this is me. It's Pinky the Pig. It's time for our show. Thank you for listening to the Pinky the Pig podcast, where you can listen, laugh, and learn with Oink and Moo. I'm here with my excellent friend, Mildred the Cow.
Hi, Pinky. How's Pinky?
I'm doing great, Mildred. How are you?
I'm doing great.
So guess what? You know, this weekend?
Yeah.
Carol, she just got back yesterday.
Yeah, Carol, your friend, Lady Lynette's best friend.
Yeah. Well, Katie's really good friend, too.
No, I know.
But anyway, Carol just got back. She went to the Space Needle.
Oh, in Washington State, in Seattle.
Oh, you knew what it is?
Yeah, I'm familiar.
See, I heard she's went to the Space Needle. I'm thinking she's floating on some needle floating around in space. I had no idea.
No, the Space Needle is in Seattle, Washington. It's a tower. It's an icon.
What's an icon?
Well, this particular icon is a structure. It's something that symbolizes, and it's obviously from Seattle, Washington. So, I mean, it's one of the most recognizable landmarks in the world, and it's a treasured Seattle icon, because when you see it, you know that it's all about Seattle, Washington.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the most photographed structures in the world.
Yeah, it's pretty tall.
Well, it is. It's 605 feet tall.
Yeah, but it's not a building.
No, it's more of a tower, and there's just the structures at the top.
Yeah, so it's 605 feet tall, pretty tall.
Right, and has just magnificent views of everything around it. I mean, when you go to the top, to the observation deck, you can see 360 degrees.
Yeah, that means everywhere around.
Right, so you can look all across Seattle, the city of Seattle. You can look at downtown Mount Rainier.
Yeah, that's close by, it's a big mountain.
And then the other two mountain ranges, that's the Cascades and the Olympic Mountain Range.
Okay.
And then you can see the Puget Sound.
What's that, Mildred?
Well, that's where the ocean comes in, where the inlet, the ocean comes in. It's called a sound, where the in between the land, the water comes in. That's the Puget Sound.
No, Mildred, you said it wrong. There's no N. It's just Puget.
Oh, thank you for correcting me, Pinky.
Yeah, not Puget. This is the Puget Sound. I was paying attention.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, okay, and we did a podcast about the Empire State Building.
We did, Pinky.
And how tall is that?
The Empire State Building is 1,457 feet tall.
Well, that's a lot taller.
Right, the Empire State Building has 102 stories. It's an Art Deco skyscraper in Midtown Manhattan, New York.
Yeah! That's a whole different structure.
Well, yeah. And the Empire State Building was built in 1931, where the Space Needle Tower was built in 1962.
Yeah, and Empire State Building, that's a building. That's different.
Right.
Yeah, and Empire State Building has, like, offices and apartments.
Correct.
Well, we did that podcast, Mildred, about the Empire State Building. Well, what episode was that?
Well, that was episode 68.
Yes, and we invite our listeners to go back to previous episodes. Just scroll down and pick the title that is interesting and listen.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Right, Pinky. And the 1962 World's Fair was like coming about, and that's why they built the Space Needle in the first place. And it, the theme of the World's Fair, it was called the Age of Space.
Yeah, the World's Fair.
Right, and the World's Fair, this is a, it's a designed exhibition all around the world. It's like an international exhibition to showcase the achievements of different nations. So that's what was presented in 1962.
The Space Needle in Seattle, Washington.
Correct. And they made it look like a flying saucer on the top.
I know, it kind of looks like George Jetson and Judy Jetson and Jane Jetson.
What are you talking about?
That's a cartoon. You never saw it?
No.
Here, meet George Jetson, his wife Jane, daughter Judy, his boy Elroy.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, and they had a dog named Astro.
Okay.
And Mr. Sprocket was George Jetson's boss.
Okay. But anyway, the saucer-shaped top house, that has indoor and outdoor views of an observation deck.
Yeah, Carol went up there. She went up there with her, with, you know, with PJ.
Yeah, her husband.
Yeah, he has a very interesting collection of pajamas.
Right. She didn't take her bunny, Phil?
No, she didn't take the bunny.
Okay.
But she said it was spectacular. And then they went in a restaurant. The restaurant... Okay, here's the thing, Mildred. You eat in a restaurant. You sit in the chairs at the table. The thing is spinning.
What do you mean?
It rotates.
Oh, that's right. It's a rotating restaurant.
I don't know if I'd be comfortable with that.
Well, I don't think it goes that fast. It's not like a carnival ride where it spins really fast.
Yeah, well, you know... Carol said she was fine. You know that Carol, her, she has a stomach. Her, she has an iron stomach. I'm not sure how good PJ did.
I'm sure he was fine.
Yeah, probably.
All right, Pinky, but that's the, that's what it's known for. It has the observation deck, and it also has the rotating restaurant, and that's it. It's just up there, 605 feet.
Yeah, but they've upgraded it. It's all glass now. It's... Carol said that the ceiling, the glass goes from the floor to the ceiling, and then you sit on the benches that are made out of glass, too. And then there's this other place that has a glass staircase that's made out of wood and steel and glass, and that's on the upper level. It's called, the Oculus is a staircase, but then you get to the upper level called Loop, and it's the world's first and only rotating glass floor. You're standing, you look down on the glass, you can see below.
Wow.
Yeah, they were fine. They didn't get queasy there either.
That's good.
But you're right, Mildred. It is the Pacific Northwest's most distinctive icon. And everybody wants to take a picture of it.
Right. And like we said, it was built in 1962 for the World's Fair, the Age of Space.
Yeah, Carol got to go. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a space needle. It's not a needle in a haystack. You can't miss it. It's right there. The space needle's huge. It's not like looking for a needle in a haystack.
Right, a little needle in a haystack. Yeah, that would be hard to find.
Yeah, this thing is easy to spot. You can write out, boom, there it is. It's, there you got the space needle.
Yeah.
Okay, Mildred, time for the pretty poem. Do you have a poem about the Space Needle?
Well, Pinky, I searched. I really couldn't find something, but I did find this great quote from Albert Einstein.
Oh, yeah, please. I'd like to hear that, please.
And Albert said, "Most people stop looking when they find the proverbial needle in the haystack. I would continue looking to see if there were other needles."
Yeah, he's so wise. Hello? Hello? Lady?
Right.
Okay, Mildred, thank you. That was fabulous. I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
I love you.
I love you.